Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we've stated this many times on the show. Adam and I both are rather significant fans of the Dan Le Batard show. I think it's always good in radio to promote other shows and other stations. I think it's such nonsense to act like other stations don't exist. I'm not saying we're like, you know, like later.
They are on live now here in the market.
They are now live on the market. Like, I will fully admit, my former partner Dan Barrera is on later today. I will listen because I think he and Guardsy have as good a show as any in town. Now, am I going to break if Guardsy sends me like the list of guests? I don't think I'll do it. I don't think that would be astute, but I will acknowledge when there's quality stuff on, and Dan and Guardsy have a great show. Le Batard, part of the reason why I like Le Batard is it's just, and you too, it's just so different. It's not, you know, to quote common, sports. It's poking fun at sports radio. You really do not need to be a sports fan at all. Zero. To enjoy Le Batard, Stu Gatz, who's the key, and the various cast of characters. So I saw this today where Greg Cody, who was a long, long time Miami Herald columnist, and they poke fun of this, that the newspaper business is a dying business, and that Cody on the technology side is doesn't get it, and he's been doing the show forever and doesn't know what to do, but it's tweaking him. But he's also very funny and talented, and, you know, he's good. So Cody and Le Batard have been friends forever. Well, it turns out, behind the scenes, they've all known for a while that Le Batard and his girlfriend were engaged. And Cody's trying to stay relative. He's trying to, you know, relevant. And so, without Le Batard's approval, he tweets out and writes a story that Le Batard his girlfriend are engaged. Didn't check with Dan, didn't check with the girlfriend, even though they've been best of friends for 30-some years. And Cody's like, well, I need the clicks. I need the hits. And he's like, well, I think the news should be out there. And also tweaked him a little bit because Le Batard is older than the girlfriend. So it didn't just say Dan Le Batard, and I forget her name. You know, Dan Le Batard and Sue Johnson are engaged. It was Dan Le Batard, I think Le Batard's late 40s, 50, I forget. And then she's younger, right? So
I think I heard him say he's 47.
47, okay, so 47, and she was close to 20 years younger. What do you think? Is that fair or foul when it's a good friend of yours, they get engaged, they've decided they don't want it to go public yet. Who knows if they ever wanted to go public? But you just said, hey, I know about this because you're friends with them. And then you decide to go public because, listen, I'm going to get some clicks. And that's what I need to do to stay relevant.
That's foul.
That is so foul, right?
And I'm not convinced that this isn't all part of a bit.
Part of a bit.
Which would be, it's brilliant. But
it's better. I don't think so.
You think this really spilled the beans?
Yes,
just to get clicks?
Yes, I really do, just with the dynamic of the show. So if, like, you know, if you and Jen decide to get engaged and you're trying to keep it quiet, can Lindsay or I, can we just go with it? Would that be fair?
No,
it would not. Lindsay, if you and John decide to get engaged or get married and you're trying to keep quiet and the two of us go public with it, fair or foul?
Totally foul.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of a hypocrite in saying that because I broke Joe Maurer's engagement news on my blog. You can la-di-da that. That's fine. It's kind of hypocritical of me
to
say.
Yeah. How did you break that?
Kind of a good deal. Kind of a big deal.
I found out about it.
Yeah. And so you just went with it.
Yeah.
See, that's way different than what
we're
saying.
We weren't
even
friends.
Close. Right?
But if... Oh, God. The story behind hearing how I found out is just comical. because a bitter ex was talking about it.
Oh.
And a friend of mine was friends with said person.
Told.
Yeah.
And then you went with it.
And then I went with
Did you verify it in any way? You figure it was a blog, why not?
It's a blog.
Adam,
and I
it's a blog. If it's a right or wrong, come on, it's a blog.
Well, the best was everyone in town gave me credit for it.
Oh,
except
nice.
Except for...
Hold on.
You can la-di-da.
It's another one.
It was... No, every journalist has a... Or every media member has a point in their career where they, like, notch it up to taking a step forward.
Yeah.
Joe Maurer's engagement was mine.
Yeah.
The only person who didn't was the guy from the Pioneer Press.
Which?
I don't know his name. The glasses. Yeah. Is it Charlie? Charlie.
Charlie Walk, big shooter.
Everyone in town credited
the shooter
me.
Would
Lavelle
not...
credited me. Jason
really?
DeRush credited me. Pioneer wow. Press guy. Nope.
Wow. Not even a little birdie told
not
me.
Not even psst. Didn't give you a psst or a little birdie?
I was like,
don't print
no.
that.
Don't print that. Well, you know what he said. Don't blog that. Yeah. He wanted that item on Joe. Wow, do you have any more Joe items for us?
No.
Not right now.
No.
No.
Totally might retire in the
yeah,
end of the season.
Yeah, exactly. You know where we'll find out these items? LindsayGensel.com. Not sharing it on this Dog and Pony Show on that blog.
That actually is that is my website, LindsayGensel.com.
I'm aware. I know.
But there is no Joe Maurer news on it.
Could
but
be.
If you would like a great recipe with sweet potatoes, there is one there for you.
Well, Adam said he hated sweet potatoes.
No, I love sweet potatoes.
I thought you didn't like
Ooh,
them.
Ooh, I love
oh,
sweet potatoes.
What would you rather have, Joe Maurer news or good sweet potatoes? Sweet potatoes. Come on. I'm not wishing any harm on Joe, but what... How's that going to affect us?
Right.
If somebody wants to send us some good sweet potatoes today, we're willing to accept them. We're in downtown Minneapolis. I think Adam has the news. We discussed this towards the end of the show yesterday, but felt like we should give him more today. What's taking place with e-cigarettes, the FDA, and the balance between the direction of the FDA towards kids and the many others who have used this to try to beat their addiction to cigarettes. Anna Edney from Bloomberg is about to join us in moments. Let me just read a couple graphs from what Anna wrote about this. The U.S. government signaled that it's prepared to adopt a tougher stance on electronic cigarettes in order to stem an epidemic use by teens and children before they've taken a cautious approach. The FDA told five major e-cigarette manufacturers on Wednesday to address youth use of the products in the next 60 days, or the agency could require them to stop selling flavored tobacco pods that appeal to children. Anna, good reporting. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. Why did the FDA react to the criticism that they weren't strong enough and issue this change yesterday?
The FDA said they have seen, in a discussion with the commissioner, Scott Gottlieb, said they've seen a data that they haven't released yet. It isn't public, but that shows a substantial increase in youth vaping over the past year. And so they're really concerned about this. Senator Dick Durbin, who's out of Illinois, said that that increased number, it was 75% above what it was last year. And last year, there were 2.1 million kids who said they were smoking these or using these e-cigarettes. And so the FDA decided that that was just beyond what they thought would happen and that it was too high. They called it an epidemic and they wanted to try to do something to turn it around.
Why not, along with this report and this change, have those statistics available to back up what they're saying?
They're statistics that you know typically don't come out this early in the year, but they are ones that the Food and Drug Administration gets early and gets a look at, and so they're still working on making sure that the numbers are correct. And it is something that the FDA said they would release pretty soon, but they weren't ready to do yet.
Many people look at the Trump administration so far and say either business friendly or even feel like that the deregulations have backed away too much. This is clearly the government stepping in and going after companies because of what the administration has done in other areas. Were people surprised by this decision?
I think certainly people were surprised by it. You're right that there are other departments in the Trump administration that have been intent on deregulating. What you've seen out of the FDA, particularly on many aspects, on drugs and medical devices, and here with cigarettes and e-cigarettes, is to do something, to bring more regulations to the table. And so in this case, it was interesting because while it may be going after e-cigarettes, the shares of some major tobacco companies, so British American and Altria, they actually increased a very good bit yesterday.
That was
because, they think these regulations could actually be good for smoking because more people will take up cigarettes if they're no longer flavored e-cigarettes.
We are going to take phone calls and texts on this pretty soon. I know some texts have already started coming in. So if you want to react, you can 81807 or a phone call 651-989-9226. It's the cliche, Anna, but it's follow the money. So do some people, whether skeptically or right on, believe it was those big tobacco companies that potentially influenced the administration?
I think they're for people that are making those claims, it's good to step back a little bit because last July, so in 2017, the commissioner also said he was looking into lowering the nicotine levels in cigarettes to non-addictive levels. And on that day, the tobacco stocks just tanked. And so he's taking some interesting approaches that sometimes are hurting the tobacco companies, sometimes might be helping the tobacco companies. So I don't think that there's any reason to believe this time that the companies were behind it.
How about the fact that you have the one big company, is it Juul, and targeting them? Kind of describe their reaction and their explanation.
So, Juul has been really popular among students, and it's sort of, has a very sleek look. It's sort of very tech savvy and has a lot of different flavors. And so the FDA, what they did yesterday was it targeted a few different e-cigarettes, but Juul was the main target here. And what Juul said was, they believe their product can be used to help adult smokers quit smoking, and they've been trying to prevent access to minors, and that they would keep working with the FDA on that issue. Scott Gottlieb, the commissioner of the FDA, said that he's been disappointed in what he's seen the companies doing so far. So there's a little bit of a disconnect there on, the company thinking that they're going about this in the right way, and the FDA thinking they're not doing nearly enough.
Do people think it's realistic for these large companies, in particular Juul, who you just were talking about, to make significant changes in the next 2 months? Or is that not enough time?
That was one of the questions I had yesterday for Scott Gottlieb, and also got to ask the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Alex Azar. And, neither wanted to give away what they are hoping the companies will bring to them, what ideas they think that they could have that would give them satisfaction that they're doing something on this topic. So it's hard to really know what the bar is and where the agency thinks they should be coming in to not make this move to remove all the flavored e-cigarettes from the market.
Anna, really good information. Thank you so much for coming on. We definitely will reach out again.
Great. Thank you.
Anna Edney, good story. Worth checking her work out too. Bloomberg.com, and she covers other stories on the health side. I want to hear from people because we've talked about cigarettes. We've talked about e-cigarettes. We're certainly not the only show to do that, but we've had a lot of response before. When you see this story, what's your reaction? You're thinking, good. FDA should step in. E-cigarettes with kids, the numbers, when it's over 2 million for middle and high school kids, that's extraordinarily way too high. They have been tippy-toeing around this, and they need to jump in. Because some of these flavors, let's just be honest, some of the flavors clearly are directed towards younger kids. Is there another party that says, okay, then just make it illegal, right? If it's so onerous already for me to smoke cigarettes, where I'm limited where I can do it, how expensive they are, how in states such as Minnesota, where if our funding mechanism doesn't work, we're going to use cigarette smokers to step in. So, okay, I've backed away from cigarette smoking. I'm told this is better, even though it does have nicotine in it. And I'm told this is good. But now there's going to be reductions in this area also. So is it the right balance of government involvement, or is it too much? And can they walk the line like we do with alcohol, right? You've got, you know, the drinking age has been for decades now, 21. It's moved different points over the years. But we have different standards for people 21 and older than we do for kids under. Can they pull this off on the e-cigarette side? Or are you a little skeptical of that? Let's get some phone calls and let's get some text going. E-cigs, smoking, your personal story, and the FDA involvement. 651-989-9226 or text away 81807. Lots of texts on the e-cigarette conversation. Chad Hartman, Lindsay Gensel with you, Adam back from the newsroom. Coming up when we get past the news. Among the texts, I quit smoking 15 weeks ago. Currently use an e-cigarette. You can choose your level of nicotine. Why is law enforcement not targeting the stores, selling to minors? They always did this for other tobacco sales. Part of the point, I think, Lindsay, is that a lot of people felt like that they should have jumped into this sooner. The government, their comeback, and other stories I read said they needed to consume more information before they jumped in. So I think that is a fair point. If that isn't taking place, I don't want to stop e-cigarettes for adults. You want to make that decision, you get to make that decision. And for a lot of people, well, it's both, right? Some people just like it. Some people like it because it's kind of cool. Other people like it because it's better than smoking cigarettes. You said it yesterday when I asked you late in the show. Can you do both? Can you set up a system where you look at companies that are directing a product that obviously has a product in it, which is not good for us, and if it's directed directly towards kids, we've had regulations like this all the time. So can you do both? The government fails all the time. But to me, you're able to pull this off. Let's see if they do it. But to act like all of a sudden you have this many millions of kids doing it and that usage has increased dramatically, and then the Food and Drug Administration should sit there off to the side and say, well, we can't get involved. It sounds good, but it's not, to me, it's not practical.
Well, and the one thing that I wonder about is, you know, I was not a teen smoker. I have friends who were teen smokers.
I'm with you.
But smokers, it's obvious. The issue, I think, with so many of these products is how easy it is to do in areas where you're not supposed to do them and get away with it.
Yep. Right.
And maybe that's the push. I don't quite understand. The unfortunate thing is that we all know if you're not supposed to do it, there are ways around that. Mm-hmm. There are reasons why teens get alcohol. There are reasons why they get tobacco.
Although we say often, perfect cannot be the enemy of good.
No,
right?
No, no. I'm not. By no means am I saying that. I just am really curious the difference in, you know, I graduated high school in 2004. So my high school years were like 2000 to 2004. And smoking was fairly dominant in a small town.
For me, as you jump in, when I'm going to high school, we had an outside smoking area. It was a cage. And the students and the teachers would smoke together in that area.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, just freezing. Listen, I've met it before. I smoked pot in high school and college.
Oh, my God, Chad.
Right. I know. Shocking. But cigarettes never did a damn thing for me. And I grew up with two women, my mother and sister, who smoked endlessly. I had a puff of cigarette sometime in the last 2 years just to try it again. I went, yuck, this doesn't do a damn thing for me.
My dad was a smoker from the time he was 13 to the day he died.
Yeah.
And both of my sisters, actually all three of my sisters smoked at one point or another in life. just never caught on for me. But I wonder what the shift is. If these numbers are so high and they're saying that it's so much a bigger problem than cigarettes, what is it? What is that turning point? Is it the flavors? Is it the convenience? You know, to really sit down and figure that out.
And here's this. Let's say that all the different stringent requirements come back in play, and all of a sudden it's much tougher for kids to use the e-cigs. Well, we just see the increase in regular cigarettes just go up, right? Well, will the numbers, the totality be about the same, but it will just increase cigarette smoking?
The price of cigarettes, man, I knock on wood that it's not an addiction that I have.
Yeah,
because holy buckets. Yeah. I was in the store the other day as a guy bought them, and you're just like, what?
Yeah, good luck to you. And again, I'm not for banning them, right? But listen, we all have our expensive vices. That's one. Ban the e-cigs and legalize 100% pot 21+. Simple conservative idea. E-cigs are dangerous. They blow up. Not that often, you know. It's horrible when they do. This show is for the legalization of marijuana for adults. But I'm not for the total ban of e-cigarettes. I mean, yes, I am for significant restrictions on kids. You can do both. I don't smoke, but the government needs to back off. It's a ridiculous amount of government overreach and intrusion of our personal lives and right to choose. If it was for adults, yeah, I'd agree with you. When it's kids, we have different standards. The problem isn't the flavor. It's a bigger problem is how the kids get in the products in the first place. You need to start there. Government needs to back off. I know a lot of adults that use e-cigarettes that love the fruity and goofy flavors. U.S. adults can't have anything anymore. Yeah, you can. I got it. That sounds so good. Nanny state, too much. It is harder and it is more expensive to smoke cigarettes. 1,000%. Give me a few more examples, because I hear this a lot, where the government has stopped you from doing something and it's fun. We're going to have standards on alcohol. We're going to get to a crazy DWI story later. The cigarette smokers have been targeted significantly more. But give me other areas. You know, the whole size of a drink in New York City during the Bloomberg days. That was a big one. I'm all for the information being provided. And I think as someone who occasionally has pop, and it's horrible for me. Again, it's pop, not soda. I don't think it should be, you can't buy two. I thought that was way over the top, because it was just lunacy, because guess what you do? You just go fill it back up, right? That was a bit too much. But having places that provide us with sugar count, calorie count, sodium count, I'm all for that. My granddaughter's high school just removed the entry doors to restrooms to try to control the rampant vaping by students. How about we discuss the drug epidemic and the alcohol epidemic, much more serious than the nicotine addiction? You can do both. You can. Those are our war on drugs has been a complete, utter failure. I'm not one to say, let's open up everything. Pot is the same as meth, or, you know, what we're doing with opioids and things like that. No, but I think the idea that marijuana is still illegal compared to all the harm that we have from alcohol, and again, I'm an adult, I drink, Lindsay, everybody on this show drinks and makes smart decisions most of the time. That doesn't mean for me personally, I'm for let's open up everything. As the parent of two high school daughters, I'm astounded on a daily basis by how many kids my own children observe vaping at school, in bathrooms, everywhere. There's no such thing as a non-addictive level of nicotine. Sure, that's 100% true, but there are grades to it, and the amount is going to play a part. We actually owned I'll read more text here, e-cig store for a number of years. However, the business model quickly went from helping adults quit smoking to attracting younger and younger non-smokers to start vaping. We decided to get out of the business, and this was a major factor in that decision. We'll take a look at a few more texts when we come back. Plus, we'll get to other topics. Do not forget, Dara is with us 1 hour from now here on the home of the Twins and the Timberwolves. News Talk 830 WCCO. It is day two of the apology tour for Norm MacDonald. We've talked Norm MacDonald before, Adam. I think he is very eccentric, very unique, very dry, awkward as can be. Seems very intelligent. Has never achieved the massive popularity. I've always had the feeling that comedians had great reverence for him. He was on Letterman near the end and had just a great tribute to Dave. So he's got a Netflix show coming out, which Letterman's group is behind it. And he was interviewed by a Hollywood Reporter, and where he took heat were his words in defense of his friends, Louis C.K., Roseanne Barr, right? And seemed to dismiss a bit of the Me Too movement, felt like it was good that the Me Too movement was slowing down, made the comparison, is it to Chris Hardwick and the false allegations against him. And he then apologized for it profusely. He was scheduled to be on with Fallon. And the Fallon folks went belly up. I mean, embarrassingly belly up. I mean, MacDonald talks in one of these interviews where Fallon basically came into his dressing room and saying, people are crying, we don't know what to do. I don't personally agree with what Norm MacDonald said about the Me Too movement. That's where we're at now, Adam, right? So that was kind of a given. We didn't talk about it yesterday, and we absolutely could have jotted it down, but there was a lot of stuff going on. And I would have ripped the Tonight Show. Seriously, by the way, you're getting your butt kicked right now, and here's a story, Adam, that's in the news and might draw some eyeballs, maybe either to defend him or scorn. I didn't realize this was now MacNeil Lair. It's the Tonight Show. So then he goes on the Stern Show. And he's trying to explain. He's saying things have been taken out of context. And he said, this is Norm MacDonald on with Howard yesterday. I said the victims went through worse than Louis C.K., but wasn't the same. You'd have to have Down syndrome to not feel sorry for the victims of sexual misconduct. And so now that is the latest controversy. And I will admit that I am more sensitive to this, but I will also admit, incredibly flawed person, I screw up on a regular basis to my friends, my personal life. I can bleep things up a lot. The word retard was never one I used casually. It was never a word I used cruelly. We still get responses here. Libtard. Do you realize how ignorant you are when you use that, how cruel you are? And again, I don't want to be the sanitizing police here. I don't. But there is still such a huge portion of the population that is like aware about words involving individuals' religion that may have been acceptable 30, 40 years ago and isn't now, or on race that isn't. But these same people will say retard, and it's no big deal. Now I'm done saying it now. I've talked a lot about Q. One of my three sons. Love them all every bit as much. Quentin is on the autism spectrum. And I have been so remarkably heartened by the kindness so many people have shown. But to act like he hasn't faced disgusting comments or looks and snickering and belittling and dismissing. And again, I am a fan of Norm MacDonald. I get a comedian is held to a different standard and the humor. I don't get why we're going to this card again. So take me out, take Q out, Adam, because you're one who's, I think, been right on about comedians, and then we get too hypersensitive, and you got to take it for what it's worth. And it doesn't mean everything's allowed, but sometimes we go too far. I'm still blown away how this word, and clearly just a way to basically say the same thing, would be tossed out, is just accepted when other comparable insults are not. What's your view on this and just the overall
idea? That's poor choice to use that term. But again, and it just seems like you're digging a deeper hole if you're trying to apologize and then use that term. But again, you're on Howard Stern, too. That's a different situation.
Right.
Than if you're, sitting with someone else. That doesn't, not giving them a pass on that. But
you know people are paying attention.
Oh, for sure.
Right.
Oh, yeah. But again, comedians push envelopes and push buttons.
Yep.
And sometimes they cross the line. And if that causes you to not be a fan of a particular comedian because of that, so be it. Or if you say, you know what, you cross the line on that one, but I still find a majority of things you do funny. I think it's different in that line of work.
I don't get the Tonight Show.
I don't either. I mean, any news organization would want that interview.
Let's get him.
Yeah.
Let's get him. Okay. You're willing
to either explain yourself
or make a fool of yourself.
Right.
Right?
And if I was Jimmy Fallon, I'd be like, I'm sorry. If we have staff members who are uncomfortable with this, well, I want him on and I'm going to
push him.
Put his feet to the fire about it.
Well, I think that's a little bit that Fallon just
doesn't have the chops for it.
Yes. He doesn't have the depth. And also, he's friends with them.
Yeah.
And doesn't want to do it. Well, he made it bigger by not having him on. Lindsay, do you get the Tonight Show? And then what do you think about, and sometimes, because he's saying this a little bit in The View today, that it's just, this isn't what I do. I'm a comedian. When I now have to answer questions, it's much more of a struggle. So the Tonight Show decision and the use of Down syndrome.
It is such a slippery slope. And, Adam kind of touched on it a little bit. If someone says something and they offend you, you have the right to not enjoy them anymore, to not support them. I do find it interesting the way the Tonight Show handled it. I do not get the Tonight Show in the humor sense. I don't find Fallon to be that funny.
No.
Not my style. And the unfortunate thing is, it's Norm Macdonald, you kind of know what you're getting.
I'm not sure you knew he was going to try to say it's been worse for Louis C.K. and Roseanne.
Right? On that side of it. But I mean, the jokes. I mean, John plays old comedy for me all the time. And I always wonder in today's social media world if any of those comedians would have made it.
The answer is no.
The way things spread.
Right.
I mean,
think about the movie Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
Does Blazing Saddles get made nowadays? Not a chance.
How about Rickles?
Yeah.
One of our all-time favorite of so many people. You don't have a chance, right? There are times when it doesn't make any sense, but when people are trying to take words verbatim and hold to the same standard, it's delusional. But you then have them on to ask the questions as opposed to completely turtle and punt the situation. Why the Fallon Show just isn't that good, in my view. 152, Linda's Construction Time Check. Time to install the last roof you'll ever need with GAF asphalt shingles. Adam, one way to avoid the military's bone spurs, right? I mean, I can't think of anybody who's done that off the top of my head. South Korea could be one of your tours with Colette. You never know. South Korean youngsters are required to make the military a part of their life, but a couple individuals have found a way out of it. Eating. They are gaining weight to fail the military physical. So these guys swap tips over high-calorie protein shakes, supplements, drinks, various things, all to retain water, because South Korean men must serve about 22 months before the age of 28. Apparently, it's working for individuals. commitment or foolishness? Which one in this one? You want no part of the military, so you're trying to just beef up to avoid the situation.
I think they'd take you anyway to work that fat off.
Yeah, that's probably. If this becomes a little more prominent, I think that idea is going to end rather quickly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.